Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Come on.
You're afraid we're gonna be found out. And let's get on with the show.
Turn the lights down low.
Does my body look good in the shadows?
Come on, I need you to be quiet.
Baby, what should I do? Have you done this before?
I don't know.
You say you want my hips up in the air. Oh no, I don't care.
Sweetheart, I've been trying so hard to get over you. I just simply can't. Cause the love we shared through the years meant so much to me. All I'm looking for is just a serious relationship so I can hold all my life. Why don't you give me that commitment?
Let's chill. So we ready. We ready to roll. Okay then, let's go. It's that moment. The moment of the evening you definitely don't want to miss. We got Mona and Elijah non-script on the drip. And on the drip we talk that literary shit while taking articulated risks. So trust, your ears gonna love you for this. We commit to this misbehavior of myth and written scripts that frame our intellect improperly, boasted by low-quality scholarly actors with thinking in poverty, like occupants of public housing property. Our novelty is highlighting thoughts from authors carefully cultivated with Elijah and Flo. Authors come to this show, and when they go, believe they leave fully motivated. Yo, literary talks located on the Drifting Mic platform in pure form, like when life is born. Raindrops come hard, but there is sun after the storm. So for the next 2 hours, soak in the light as the shining rays of the night fills you with life. We got two dynamics on the mic. This network is Drifting Mic, and you are listening to Literary Talks. Literary Talks with Mona. What's up, y'all? Mona, Elijah, yo, pull up.
And we're live. Welcome to Literary Talks with Mona and Elijah. I'm Mona, my co-host, Elijah Foreman. Elijah. Elijah.
Yeah, see, Elijah. That's what you did to me last time. You had me on mute. See, that's your fault.
No, the board, it automatically.
You don't want nobody to hear me, people. That's what it is.
No. The setting automatically mutes. And I have, when I press live, I don't know, it might have been like a small glitch. But, yeah, welcome. Well, at least you're here tonight. Saturday, I was like all by myself. So,
man, you gotta understand,
you know, the
gig that I got Saturdays are crazy. Like, I was here by myself for half the day doing
three different people's work.
Oh yeah,
oh,
definitely,
wow.
Definitely. I'm gonna do that regardless.
I'm not mad at all.
But while I'm able to be I'm gonna be here definitely.
Well, it's much appreciated. Well, you know, the CEOs, everybody, welcome to Literary Talks with Mona on Drip the Mic Network. Our CEOs of Drip the Mic Network, Mr. Izees Palmer Knowledges Robinson and his lovely wife, Deidre Subliminal Robinson, are on vacation. Still on vacation. They must be having a good old time because I had texted him to ask him something and he didn't respond, so yeah. Yeah, they're out in Vegas, so.
Yeah, he tuning you out. He ain't worried about none of that. Not today.
When you in Vegas, you know, you get, nobody don't ever answer nothing. No phone calls. No.
Where you said it was at, Vegas?
No emails. Yeah, they're in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, they ain't worried about you. They not worried about you at all.
Like, usually
they
want
to strip right down, trying to find some mischief to get into.
Well, you know what they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So, yeah, I'm not mad. I want to answer my, especially if this is considered like work, you know. So he saw my text message. He's like, oh, shake away.
Listen, I've been trying to go to Vegas for the last couple of birthdays. I ain't make it out there yet.
Me too.
Probably.
Me too. I was supposed to go this year. Well, next year I'm definitely. I don't know about Vegas, because next year is a milestone for me. So,
I'll be
30 this year. Yes. That's definitely a milestone. You're leaving the 20s behind.
Definitely.
Well, what you plan on doing?
Making some money. I don't even know if I'm able to do nothing this year. 30 kind of snuck up on me, to be honest. I really didn't even have time to, like, really plan anything the way I wanted to.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not sure. We got 3 weeks. It's the first. My birthday is the 21st.
Yes. So,
but that type of traveling is kind of too late.
What are you, a Gemini?
I don't even like that conversation no more. If you Google my birthday, half of the people that do the little astrology stuff, some will say Gemini, some will say Cancer. If you look up the elements of both of those signs, I have elements of both. So I guess you could call me a cuss baby.
Yeah, okay, so if you're June 21st, yeah, you're borderline. Oh, God. Well, you know, Cancer's actually, you know, they good, they cool people, but my daughter's all Cancer, and I used to date a Cancer. They're, you know, the men are sort of like pushovers in a way. He was very mellow.
I think that depends on, you know, the man's experience, his life. And who he got around him, you know. He could start off as a pushover, but, you know, get some more age on him after one or two people think they get over. He ain't going to be no pushover no more.
Well, it could have been an age thing. So, you know, we were in our 20s when we dated. So, you know, he was too soft for me. I ended up dumping him because he was just, like, too calm, too, and, you know, it's crazy.
Just buying you flowers every day or something?
No, he didn't even do that.
Like,
he was just,
soft?
Like, very soft. Just like, you know, I mean, he just didn't take the initiative to do nothing. He didn't put his foot down, and then he let me have too much control, and I, you know, it was just really frustrating. I just needed somebody to be a man at times, you know, not like, you know, okay, honey. Like, I don't want you to say okay to everything that I say and want to do. I want you to challenge me.
It's crazy.
I
was just talking about this with somebody I know. When I first got with my lady was raised by her father primarily. Her mother was around, but her and her mother didn't have the greatest relationship. So her dad instilled certain things in her and let her know, like, when you get around the right guy, you treat him as such. Now, if you get around some little boys, you handle little boys the way you need to handle them. When we first got together, she told me personally, look, I'm letting you know right now, I'm the type of female that you might have to put in her place every now and then. You might need to tell me, listen, sit your ass down somewhere and leave me the hell alone, please. Get out my face.
That's what she said.
Get out my face before I cuss you the fuck out, please. She said straight up, you might have to tell me that sometime. You might have to, because if I get mad enough, I was raised by a man. I might fire off at you, and it's like, it's either going to emasculate you, it's either going to take something from you, your manhood, or it's going to build your manhood. Like, listen, get the fuck away from me before we have a problem. See how calm I said that? If a woman knows me, then she knows not to test that.
Right.
If a woman don't know me, she's going to try to test that.
So me
and my lady, we have the type of relationship where it's like, all right, you know, if you had them moments where you just getting a little too crazy, I'm going to tell you to get the hell away from me. We're going to go in our neutral corners for an hour or two, and when you calm down and I calm down, we can talk about it. We can figure it out. But no, you're not going to get your way all the time, because I ain't going to get my way all the time. That's not how it works.
All right. Right.
That works that way when you're dealing with puppy love, but not when you 30 years old and rent due today. It's not going to work.
I hear you. I totally agree with you, and you're correct. I think the characteristics that I did find as a pushover in my 20s, I think I would appreciate more now in a man, you know, at my age. I think I would appreciate more.
Well, you were still exploring, that's all.
Well, I was, you know, in my early 20s, literally like 22, 23, when me and this person was together, and, you know, I just, I was just very childish or immature. I really, broke that person's heart.
You was out there misbehaving, Mona?
No, I wasn't misbehaving. I just didn't like his mellowness. I needed somebody to really be a man, and it was just frustrating that I had to, like, you know, take the initiative. Like, for example, I had bought a brand new Kia Sophia. Bought a brand new Kia Sophia, and literally 4 days after I bought the car, I'm talking freaking brand new, fresh off the floor of the showroom. Like, it was a brand new spanking car, like, literally, like, you know, 10 miles on there. And 4 days after, the check engine light is coming on. Like, what the hell? Why is the check engine light coming on a brand new car? You know, so
right.
I tell him,
exactly.
So we go, we take it back to the shop, and the shop was an hour away, from our hometown where we lived. And we get there, and first of all, you know, one thing about when you go purchase for a car, they're like nice to you. They treat you like, you know, king and queen. And then once they get your money, their attitude completely changed. So when we went back, you know, all the sweetness and niceness we had received 4 days prior, it was like, yeah, hi, how you doing? Like, can we help you? And I told them what the problem was. Oh, okay, well, you know, you could just drop it off, but I won't be able to look at it until the weekend. And I said, okay, cool. Can you rent me a car? And it was like, oh, no, we're not going to be able to rent you a car, da, 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 da. And I was like, well, guess what? We didn't come in his car. We came in this car, in my car, and if I have to leave my car to you, how are me and him supposed to get back home? And the guy was shrugging his shoulders. You know, they was just very nonchalant, you know. So I'm telling him, you know, my boyfriend at the time, I said, do you see the attitude? And he was like, yeah. And I said, okay, so then what you going to do? Because, you know, like, how are we supposed to get back home, you know? And he was like, oh, man. And he's rubbing his face. Oh, man. And I'm sitting there holding my arm, waiting for him to come up with a solution, and he's literally just sitting there, oh, man. What you mean, oh, man, come on? And it really got aggravating because he really was standing there not trying to go do nothing. So finally I just said, oh, and I stormed in the manager's office. I said, check this out. You're gonna either look at my car now, fix the problem, or you're going to rent me a car, or I'm calling the cops. Or I'm going to go in the showroom, and I'm going to let all your customers know that this place does not care about people once they get their money. So the decision is yours. What the hell is it going to be? And sometimes you got to act like a fool to get what you need from people, and I shouldn't even have to get to that. And me as a woman, what was the point of me having a man with me? Like, why did you even come with me? I might as well have just went by my goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? Like, he literally just stood there like a big old dummy while
just
I from the like way you fool.
Just from the way you told the story, you sound like the one that needs to be talked to, the way I just said I'll be having to talk to mine sometimes.
Yeah, well,
sit
whatever.
Sit your ass
whatever.
Down and leave me alone for 2 minutes. Please.
No,
120
but
seconds.
He went, I didn't. Okay, well, I didn't mind. I didn't have no problem sitting my behind down while he came up with a solution. But he was literally just standing there rubbing his face like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, he was like, I don't know. Like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, come on. Like, we're stuck here.
Yeah, that is
you know?
Crazy.
And then
you put your money down
and
for
then
something, then, yeah.
Right, and then the car was making a weird noise, you know, for a for a brand new car, like, you know, at this point I just felt like, you know, I've just been bamboozled, like, I could have bought a used car if I was going to go through this 4 days later after purchasing a car. But, yeah, so I had to act like a fool until the man was like, all right, no need for all that, relax, I'm going to rent you a car. Exactly. And I thought, why couldn't you rent me a car to begin with? Why do I have to threaten you and act like a fool? And, you know, sometimes men likes to see a woman act like a fool, you know, act stupid. Because here it is, I have a man right next to me, and they still going to try you if the man looks like he's a wuss, he's a punk, and he's not taking initiative. You know, and I didn't want that in a guy. So, yeah, then, you know, that really was, and then I guess that was the immaturity in me, because literally after that incident, my feelings started changing for him. And then a few weeks later, I couldn't take
that's every female in their 20s. That's every female in their 20s. Like, my lady told me stories of guys that she dealt with in her younger 20s that was, you know, always, you know, giving her flowers, taking her out. But it got to a point where they looked more like a pushover, and it became something that she could gain instead of just being with that person because she wanted to be with them. Basically.
Well, true.
And that's just, that's all with maturity.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that all comes with maturity.
I would definitely appreciate that now. Yeah, well, now I would appreciate, you know, a guy, you know. I still want a guy to take initiative. I still don't want to have to be the one to put my foot down and like, hey, da-da-da. I want a man who's going to put my foot down, who's going to handle somebody to make me feel protective. Somebody like, you know, like if I'm somewhere and a dude is trying me, I say, I'll call my man on you, and I want my man to come and check this person. I'm not saying that they have to fist fight, but I just want a man who knows how to protect me when I need protection. And, you know, and that's all.
Right.
It's not a biggie. It's not a big deal. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting a little initiative in a man. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You know?
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, anyway,
you know, it's like that when you're in your 20s, man. 20s is different. 20s is that decade that you have permission to do all the effing up that you can do in your 20s. Now, if you in your 30s and 40s and 50s and you still effing up, it's a little unattractive.
Yeah.
A little
very
unattractive.
Right, it's a big old turn off. But shout out to the men that do know how to balance, know how to be a gentleman and romantic, but know how to take the initiative, you know. So shout out to me. Call me. Like, so basically, yeah. So it's nice. It's a perfect combination. But anyway, speaking of, we got an awesome show tonight. Before I introduce our featured guest author for tonight, I wanted to make a quick announcement. So, you know, I always shout out my little Blue Note publishing company. Blue Notes had a release today. It's a re-release by one of our authors. He's an incarcerated author Top Notch. So shout out to him. He had a trilogy that was released previously under his old publisher. So Blue Notes Publication re-released part one. So make sure you go on over to Amazon and one click Blinded by the Light, subtitled Diamond in the Rust by author Top Notch. It's now available on Amazon.com. Make sure you one click and don't forget to leave a review.
That's dope. Shout out.
Yes. So, Blue Notes have a few releases this month. We have an anthology with me and a partner, Jabril Williams, along with Elijah Foreman is in the anthology. Shout out to our Blue Notes author, Shanai Nicole. She's also in the anthology. And shout out to Serene Ari. Will also be featured in the anthology, so look forward to that from Blue Notes Publications. We have another author, Monica Hubbard. She's making her debut release Vibe, the Train of Love, that premieres, debuts this month as well. And I have a book that I've been pushing back all through May, but definitely going to release that this month. So that's all the little, you know, intros, upcoming news in the literary world. our featured guest, let me tell you, our featured guest, never, ever, ever have I posted a flyer and did you see the response for our featured guest for tonight, Elijah, when I posted his flyer yesterday?
I did, and I knew it was coming, you know what I mean? Here's the thing. When you're a guy in this industry, we're like an endangered species right now. It's like every five women, there's one or two of us. So when you got a guy who's writing some real ish on the page, and then he look like something too, he got a lot of fans. He got a lot of readers. I've been dealing with that since day one. So salute to the brother.
I'm
looking forward to this myself.
Well, females, I said it before, the female authors really dominate the urban fiction, industry more than men. You know, so then when you do introduce a male author, and then, he a little eye candy, like, our featured author for tonight. It's definitely a plus. But I was just like laughing at the reaction last night, from the and then I never ever have I had, like people like inboxing me. Make sure you tag me, don't forget to tag.
Let me tell you something. I came into this industry when I was 21, 2013. So if anybody knew me back then, I got a full beard now. Like, I'm about to turn 30, but I look like I'm in my mid-30s with this beard I got. Back then, it was baby face.
Yeah, I saw your little baby face picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, you seen the picture I posted the other day? I was 18 in that picture. Add 3 years to that. I had like a... Huh?
No, I was like, look at Elijah. No, you look real, real young in that picture. Like,
yeah, I was 18. I was 18 in that picture.
Oh, wow.
Now add three years to that. And I was 21 when I first got into the industry. I had like a 5 o'clock shadow on my face.
Right.
But
right.
I'm not going to say no names. They know who they are. There's quite a few female authors that was in my phone and in my DMs. I'm just saying. Quite a few readers as well. Not bragging, just telling the truth. Why? Because
we
are an endangered species.
I need to put you in the hot seat.
Nah, we ain't going to do that. Listen, I plead the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th, okay? I plead the 5th. We keeping this stuff. That's in the time capsule. Ain't nobody digging that up.
Oh, wow. How are you, Benny? like I was saying, our featured guest author really created a buzz, when I posted his flyer yesterday, and it was very interesting. So he definitely set the tone for the month of June, because the month of June here at Literary Talks with Mona, it's going to be raining men's in here. So all you ladies that are here for our featured guest author, make sure you tune in every Wednesday and Saturday for the whole month of June, because we're going to have more men's in here, okay? It's going to be male authors every Wednesday and Saturday for the whole month of June. So
I feel bad for all the ugly men in the hood. I feel bad for all the gargoyles out there that got to risk their life in the streets, get a little bit of money just to get next to a woman. Because, see, I came up in the era where I could be broke. I could have $10 in my pocket, but I had the type of talk game to where I could still get next to a female and enjoy myself. Some guys don't have that.
Hey.
And then on top of that, I kind of look like something, too. A lot of guys don't have that. So, you know, we feel for the ugly dudes that can't get it.
Well, it's not. Well, hey, now, don't knock the ugly dudes now, because some ugly dudes can get it.
Don't
do
that.
You got a little money, you got what? I mean, let me tell you, for example, you know, shout out to the late Biggie, and I'm going to say this, then we're going to introduce our guest author for tonight. Biggie was a perfect example. Before he got money, before he was signed to Bad Boy, the girls in Brooklyn liked him. He was getting girls, you know?
But I
said
that.
He
had a talk game.
Yeah.
He knew how to talk to a female.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about looks. It's about your confidence. It's about your charisma, your personality, your how you carry yourself. You know, how much confidence you have in you. Listen, you could be ugly like Biggie was. Once again, may he rest in peace. But, you know, if you look like that, if you step to me with a confident like, hey, I don't care what I look like, and I don't care that what you look like. If you, I'm gonna pull you. If
but
you
see, that's the problem. Not to cut
me,
you off, but
then pull me. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, though, because a lot of guys don't have that natural confidence. Their confidence is built within money and status.
And
so
that's what I'm talking
without
about.
Without it,
that never. Yeah, exactly. Without it, you got nothing. So that's what I'm talking about. Never mind your money, you know, what you look like, what you're wearing. You step to me with a certain confidence. Oh, yeah, you're going to get it.
Behave yourself, Mona. We're not going there
okay,
tonight.
Yeah, all right. All right. Okay, so all right, y'all. So we're going to introduce our featured guest author for tonight. Make sure everybody, we have a few callers already called in, but 646-378-0355. Press 1 if you have any questions for our featured guest. If you want to say something to him, make sure you press 1. Other than that, you can just listen. But so let's bring him in. We had a long intro tonight, so I do apologize for that. So our featured guest author actually been in the business for, I believe, 14 years, and he has a series called Tice, and Tice is actually, you know, so I came across him, I interviewed him, I think I interviewed him in Talks of the Heart several years ago, back in 2016, I believe, 17, and he had a series called Tice, but Tice has, it's a long series, and it's Tice 1, Tice 2, Tice 3, Tice 4, Tice 5, and then I had kind of like lost contact with him, and then I came across him, you know, this year, a couple months ago, and, you know, I saw him on Facebook. Like I said, Facebook's like a big old island, and sometimes you lose your way around the island, then you come back to a certain part of the island, and then you see, you know, authors you haven't seen. I'm like, oh, look at him. I remember him from years ago, back in 2016. So he ended up telling me that he had actually took a hiatus from the literary industry for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I didn't see him.
Wow.
You know, so he's back, and I've been promoting Tice 8, so 8th edition of the Tice series. So Tice is an awesome series. I read 1. I think I read 2. I can't remember if I read 3. Oh, God, it's been so long. But I recommend everybody one-click that series. So you got Tice 1, Tice 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And he released Tice 8, Part 1. Part 2 will be coming soon, and I believe he has it coming on audio, you know. So, without any further ado... So let me read his bio real quick, and then I'm going to bring him in. But, okay, so if anybody's not, you know, don't realize what I'm talking about, you know, if you haven't seen my promo, Mr. Sharif 4.9 is his name. He's an author, not afraid to tell the truth. He's rather from the black pen in my mind. Okay, this is his bio I'm reading. Rather from the black pen in my mind or the booth I'm in, like I am dropping sweat hot as hell, like I am the only one waiting in this slow-ass line. I'm going to bring it like I peep it. Want to know what I know? Want to know why you go, oh, damn. Am I reading his bio? I feel like I'm reading so this is what he sent me, y'all. So, want to know why you go, oh, damn, he come in, then say, hell nah, then you're welcome to read anything I do, anytime. I'm always open. I'm Sharif 4.9. Hello. Hello, Zodiac sign Leo. Oh, he's a Leo. Oh, this says it all.
Oh, see, he talking. See? He ain't said nothing about his books. He ain't got to. The way he wrote that, that's going to make you type the name in and look the books up your damn self. See how
exactly.
He did that? The talk game.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a Leo for you. Leos are, like, very confident. I should have known.
He walk in,
so,
in the room with a white T-shirt and some basketball shorts and still get a couple of them if he wanted to. Now, I mean,
I'm telling
some
you,
Nike flip-flops on.
No, his confidence is on a whole other level, and it doesn't hurt at all. It's a definite plus that he's definitely nice, very nice to look at. So, everybody, let's introduce our featured guest artist for tonight, Mr. Sharif 4.9. Hi. Did I click? Is he in? Hi, Sharif. Okay, he ain't. Yeah, he's live. Sharif? Sharif, can you hear me?
Is he on mute?
No, I'm present. No, I clicked his microphone. No, his microphone is lit up. Sharif? All right. Yeah. Hi, Sharif. Maybe he muted us. Maybe we were talking too much. All right, well, we're going to give him a second because I could hear his background, so I'm assuming that's him. That's not you, is it, Elijah?
No, that's not me.
Okay, then that's his background. Hello, Sharif. Okay. All right, well, I hear his background. I didn't hear this before, so I think that's him. Hello, Sharif? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong. Hold on. Wrong person. I apologize, y'all. I had to double check his phone number. I was pressing on the wrong number. I muted the wrong person. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Look at you.
Hello, Sharif. Sharif? I said, no, I can't. Now, this time I'm definitely pressing the right number. Yeah, I was unmuting the wrong person.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
How are you?
I'm straight off the gate. That's what I like, a woman that can apologize. Yeah, what's happening?
I'm so sorry. I was unmuting the wrong person.
No,
I had to
no.
go back in the inbox and
no.
double check your phone number.
No, you had me over here, like, touch my home, like, oh, you need me. And I was like, oh, no, it ain't me, it's her. But, you know, with the fact that you did that, I respect you. You know what I mean? Like, for real. I was like, nah, you know what I mean? I was like, that's good. You apologize.
Right.
You know what I mean? You own that. I'm like, hell yeah, own that shit. You know what I mean? If it was me, I'd be like, oh, shit, I fucked up. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I was smashing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I always.
And speaker and mute and what? Speaker. I'm like, damn, I'm fucking the show up. Mute and, you know, intro. You know, I'm like, the intro was dope. I'm like, nigga, like, goddamn, this is your first time. Nigga, come mute. It's me. I'm fitting mute. I'm like, and then he said, oh, I'm sorry. It's me, y'all. And I was like, oh. So I was like, thank you,
Mona. Are you like my intro?
What up? Yes.
I try to own up to my F up.
Shout out to your co-host.
Yes. Also, Sharice, Elijah.
What's going on, bro? I knew it was Elijah, but I thought you said Jabir at one time. Is that the same?
Oh, I did say, I did mention somebody named Jabro. Jabro is also an author, and he's so I did mention his name at one point.
Okay. My bad.
Right.
I knew your name. I just thought, you know, your office call, you know, they tell different names, you know. But yet, I knew it was Elijah. Shout out to Elijah. That's a great name.
Right.
Let's go.
Elijah, I think it's a biblical name, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Isn't Elijah a biblical name? Yeah.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite male names. Yes. Yeah, Elijah
is
a
common
name.
Everybody's name is Elijah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody and their mama, and their papa, their grandpa's name is Elijah.
But you know, but not everybody knows what it means, so shout out.
Right. They need to research it, but yeah, no, it's a beautiful name. It's a beautiful name.
He Elijah.
Right.
Well, you call him Elijah?
That's right.
What? Like, his name was Elijah. He's not Elijah. Like, what the fuck? What's his name,
right.
My boy?
Simona, with names like that, I'm already halfway there. If I got enough talk game, you know, I can get you, you know? You got to have enough talk game.
You can get some play with the name Elijah.
Look, y'all recognize it, you know, even if you don't. You know what I mean?
And if you got OGs in your corner like Sharice, then, you know, you're definitely going to get it at that point, you know?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My goodness. Well,
Sharice, I just want to talk to y'all, you know, because I heard y'all arguing, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what, Miss, I'm a literal man. Y'all weren't arguing, y'all was having a conversation. I apologize, Simona, I could do it too. That's how they work. I fucked up. Just keep saying that shit back and forth. Yep.
I said, let me bring him in because, you know, sometimes our intro just goes, like, over time, but, you know, when we're, like, talking.
Y'all be talking. y'all be conversating. That sometimes that shit took a
while. Right. Yeah. Right. But thank
Mona
you so
be missing
much
me, that's
us
all.
Tonight.
I'm not around for every show.
Oh, man, you know what? Y'all should stay together. I'm telling you, both y'all be like boom, boom, boom. It's like watching, you know what I mean? Like cool little tennis matches. Not as fast, you know what I mean? Like squash, something like that.
Right. Well, shout out to Elijah. Me and Elijah, we go way back. You know, we've been cool for a long time. We used to be signed to the same publishing company and stuff.
Okay.
But anyway.
Okay.
So we go way
back.
So Sharice, I want to welcome you to Literary Talks with Mona and Elijah Foreman on Drip the Mic Network. I want everybody, make sure you call in 646-378-0355, or you could visit us on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. You could also listen in that way. So, Sharice, we have quite a few callers. you really made quite an impression
on the
female readers.
I just want to say, I feel, you know, overwhelmed, you know, and straight up. Just off the gate, before I talk to anybody.
You're so overwhelmed.
You know what I mean? Yeah, before I talk to anybody, I just want to let them all know, listen, I feel overwhelmed, and to thank you all in advance, you know, and then put some spin on that.
You're welcome.
And some goddamn, we just call that some WD-40 and let it ride. Well, let's go. But thank you. All right, let's go.
well, we, well, we, we, we have... we have a few callers, and we have a couple callers who already have their hands up to ask you a question, but I did have one caller that had their hands up, and now it disappeared, so I'm going to wait for them to come back on. They had their hands up to ask you a question, so now I don't see it, so I'll wait when I see it again, and then I'll unmute that caller, and then she can ask you your question. But you have such a fan base with the ladies. When I posted the flyer yesterday, it was like, whoa, I've never seen this much. It was a lot of enthusiasm.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me switch. I got to hold the phone with my left hand. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay. Because I'm right-handed, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to have fun sometimes, y'all. I'll be glad to have fun sometimes, that's all. What's happening?
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Your bio was, whatever that was that I read is, I never read a bio quite like that.
Okay, when you said bio, I was like, I don't write bios. I mean, that's biography type shit. I just say shit. You know what I mean? So y'all just want to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna do it while I do it to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to really, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to freak you up right quick. But you know, shit like this, that's me. You understand? Talking to you. That's coming out. That's rolling the dice. Boom. And I hit.
Wow.
Let's go.
That's a very interesting way to put it.
That's what you call fair warning, so you don't be surprised
when it goes
down.
Let me talk to him.
Nope, not at all.
That's like some motherfucking hood.
So you can't say, I didn't
all
know you was going to do that. No, you let
all
them know.
Three
you let them know all what
three
is it going to be.
All three of us together, all three. Me, Elijah, and Mona, we're having it. Let's get them.
Right.
They waiting. Come on. I'm trying to untwist something.
God.
I put lotion on my hand, so shit. I'm trying to untwist a couple of these smooth-ass wine bottles y'all be drinking. What y'all open these bottles when you put lotion on your goddamn hand? Shit. Let me talk to these ladies. You understand? I got some Pinot. What is this shit? Pinot Grigio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want to go light tonight. You understand? Come on now.
Also, that's what you're sipping on?
Yeah, you know
what? Is that what you're? That's what you're sipping on right now?
I just said that. Come on now. Keep up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow!
He already sounded to the ladies. I'm sure that's listening.
Elijah, come on.
He already sound like the one that got a quotable. Like, as soon as you introduce him, he got a quotable for you.
Thank you. Elijah, come on.
You ask, hey Sharif, what's going on, bro? Say, bro, ain't nothing going on, baby. I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to get some money in my pocket, looking for a smooth drink, something wet to slide up in. You know, that's about it, baby. That's it. You feel me? That's all.
What the hell? Yo, okay.
That's all.
No. Look here. That's what you're looking for out there. You're looking for a lot more in there. Inside you, my bro. Hell yeah. That's why you're here. You understand? Shit.
Yes.
Why you can't hang around me. I've been raised by dudes like this.
Come on. Let's get them, y'all. One, two, three. Look, what kind of threesome is that? That's the kind I like. You understand? Yeah, let's go.
Well, Sharif is from.
You know,
okay, so Sharif.
Y'all can switch it up any way y'all want to, depending. I got my preference, so I like the tag team action on one. If that's what the triangle is, that's my position in it. I let it be known where I stand. You understand? Come on, let's go. Let's go, y'all. Elijah, Mona, let me at him. Come on, who want to talk to us? Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, well, I want you to, do anybody know the area code for Texas? Now, real quick, do you know the area code for Texas?
Oh, shit.
I don't. Not off the top of my head.
Is it 72? Wait, is it 510? No, that's not it.
You're going to have to do your Googles, Mona. Do your Googles real quick.
That's Oakland. 510 Oakland.
Okay, she said Dr. Okay, she, I don't see her. She's no longer called in. No, because she had her hands up. All right, because I asked her what's her area code, and I meant to say code. She put back Texas, Dallas. I had a caller who was waiting to speak to you, and now her number, you know, is not.
Mona.
What happened?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. 510.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. 510 is an Oakland area code.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
the
not
yay area right there.
So you say
yep,
she didn't have it.
Okay.
Right. Now my ex.
Hold on, I'm trying
Oakland.
To mess it.
Look here. Now my ex lives in Oakland. You know what I mean? So I'm just giving y'all one. It might be her ass. So let's go.
This might be your ex right here.
She pulled up early. Listen, goddammit, we're going to let it be known. I ain't going for it.
She's listening. If that's her, it's definitely an Oakland number, you know, listening right now. I could see it on the board.
You always want to get niggas out there, understand this. You always want to watch out for the nigga first in line, you understand? The first out there, little niggas, yeah. Kill that nigga first. Anyway, back to this. Now before she thinks somebody come on here and blast me, I stay ready with mine. I'm letting you, I'm putting her on blast. What's up? If that's you, let's talk about it. Bring her on. If not, shout out to Oakland, whoever you are that's not my ex. What's that?
Well, I'm going to wait for her to press 1 when I see her hand is up. Then I'll bring her in. Other than that, when I see a phone number just listening, I'm not gonna just bring the person.
If you can't bring your own skipper, you know what I mean? That's the captain.
She's just listening. So I'm gonna let her listen. So if that is your ex, give her something to listen to. So.
Okay, is she holding up the line, or can you skip her?
No. She's not holding up the line. She's just, you know, we don't know if that's really an ex. But whoever it is, shout out to the caller that is listening to us. Welcome to Literary Talk with Mona. I just could see the number. The person is just holding. The person's listening. If the person wants to speak, all they got to do is just press 1, and then I'll unmute the mic.
Well, I want to talk.
You're probably just a little nervous, Mona. That's all. You ain't got to be nervous, caller. We cool. We good over here.
No, yeah. Well, caller, you're more than welcome to press 1, and then I will unmute your mic, and you can speak to Mr. Sharif 4.9. All right, Sharif, we had another caller who was, we have a reader. She's a very avid reader, and she was on, and she had press 1 to ask you a question, and then she just gave me her area code. That's why I was asking, what's the Texas? At first, she told me she's from Texas, Dallas, and I said, I need your area code. She gave me her area code, but her call seemed to have dropped. So I messaged her just now on Facebook to tell her to call back because I don't see her number, so I can't, you know, bring her in. So we'll wait for her to call back. But she was eager to talk to you. Okay, so Sharif,
okay.
Sharif,
and my book takes place in Oakland, so that was my bad. You see what I'm saying? So this is my ex. She got a whole book. See, that was she's the main character, one of the main characters, right? You know what I'm saying? And so in my mind, it was like, okay, somebody from Oakland saying she's from Texas. Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that bitch? Oh, So in my mind, I'm the opposite of balance. See what I'm saying? That's how I told out right. I mean, and she a bad bitch. She wanted to everybody love and hate her ass. She got her own book, or Dallas, the bitch she loves to hate, and use the damn this fucking book perfect. Sound like a 4.9. That shit is so deep in my mind that when you said, oh, we got to call it, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? Texas, Oakland.
Right.
That's Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, Sharice. You know, okay, so that caller has called back. So I'm going to we're gonna get into, you know, I want you to let the readers know a little bit about yourself. Then we're gonna get into, you know, talk about your, you know, basically your time frame in the literary industry. The talk that we had about how you took a 4-year hiatus. So we're gonna get into all that. Then we're gonna get into the Tice, you know, series. But first, I'm gonna unmute this caller's microphone because, you know, this reader, she's very eager to speak to you. So stand by. I'm about to bring her in. Hold on.
All right.
I'll let her, I know who she is, but I'll let her introduce herself to you. Hold on a minute. Stand by. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Joan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, so Joan Brooks is a very, very avid reader. She's been a long-time supporter of, you know, she's been... so she's calling Joan. So Joan, I'm going to introduce you to Sharif, Mr. Sharif 4.9. So you're calling in to talk to him, so go ahead.
Hi, Sharif.
How you doing, Joan? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Okay. What kind of books you write, huh?
I write urban fiction, you know, like, you know, categorically, you know, but, yeah, I just write this for my mama's and aunties, you know, out there, you know, they need something good to read. So that's you. So, okay.
Okay. Do you have any books out now?
Yes, I got a whole new series out. Yeah.
Is it on Amazon?
Yes, it is. It's on Amazon. Got the Tice series 1-8. I just dropped 8.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm having a hard time.
8 part 1 is out right now. I'm about to drop 4.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to make going to Amazon.
Yes. John,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You send me a link?
Yes. I was just about to tell you that I'll tag you under the link. So he has it's a series called Tice, and there's different parts to it. So there's Tice 1, Tice 2, Tice 3, 4, 5. It goes on and on. And then he just recently dropped part 8. So I'm going to start you out with 1. Yes.
Right.
So it's
you don't have some problems.
Miss Jones, you don't have to.
You have to write 2, no more than 3, okay, baby boy?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, life is long. You might want to read it forever. You know, you don't never know.
Let me see. I'm here to get to an argument with my future husband.
Okay.
Okay, I'm an avid reader. But honey, why I'm reading all your 8 books, I'm taking away from somebody's 2 books.
You say what now?
I'm reading all your 8 books.
Okay.
I'm taking away from somebody that wrote 2 books.
Somebody that wrote 2 books.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's such a good series that you won't even but it's an excellent read, Joan. It's part one. Like after you read part three, then you're gonna want more, and you're gonna be happy
now,
and appreciate that there's a four, and there's
talking.
A five.
You know I'm just talking and talking because I'm gonna read the book.
You know what?
Right.
No, look, you got a good heart, Miss Jones. That's why I say I like you. I mean, off the bat, I like you. I like you. I mean, Miss Jones, you said, I know you're good or not. I don't know. But for your age, it was somebody else's too. Now, see, you thought about somebody else.
Okay. But well, I'm going to download this book tonight. I'm going to get this book tonight.
That's why we need more people like you, because some people might have been like, oh, you got eight books, and then not even just went, you know what I mean? We're like, okay, shoot, I'm just reading your eight, and don't even give another, you know what I'm saying? Give another person a chance. You're like, what about them?
No, honey. What I'm going to tell you, what you see is what you get.
That's right.
But I can't find you on Facebook.
I tell you what, when you buy type one, that's my face on that book. And then when you buy type eight, that's my whole body.
I've seen your face, honey. You fine. Ooh, you fine. You mad?
You warmed up and he was Miss Jones came in and was like, what's up?
Somebody else can call in.
I was married, but I'm not married now. I'm not going to date myself. But no, Miss Jones, I'm not.
Damn, can I be your sneaky link?
You know what? I tend to talk to you.
Oh, you don't think I'm crazy.
Oh, no. Older women think I'm nervous. I mean, I think they nervous, so we could just both be nervous. How about that?
No, but seriously, I'm going to get your books. And send me a friend request on Facebook.
Okay.
But I'm gonna get this phone so somebody else can call in.
Hold on now, Miss Jones. Hold on.
Well, you could continue to listen, Miss Jones. You don't have to hang up.
I need to get your look. Tell me your man right now, Miss Jones. Thank you very much, and please, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, huh?
Facebook, you in?
Huh?
Facebook, you will, Ms. Jones? I got a pin in my hand, Ms. Jones.
Oh, I'm in Texas.
I know. You just said,
yes,
send me a friend request. I don't know where to send it.
Joan Brooks. B-R-O-O-K-S, Brooks. Joan Brooks.
All right.
One and only. Mona, where are them people that said they're going to be here tonight?
Callers in now. There's callers listening right now. Matter of fact, we have another caller who's waiting to speak to Mr. Sharif 4.9. So.
I'm going to tell you.
Paula
calling in, Sharif. You tell her you spoken for, okay?
All right now.
Oh, okay. Y'all be
look
good
now.
Y'all tell a good one. I'm going to listen in. It was a nice and
all right, thank you.
You're welcome, man. You take it back.
Thank you, Joan. All right, we're going to mute you. Listen on. All righty.
I will.
Okay, Sharif, we have another caller waiting to speak to you. I'm going to unmute that person.
Elijah. See, that's why I do.
Stand by.
Elijah, you hear me?
Elijah. What happened to Elijah?
I'm here. I'm in the background. I'm enjoying it so far.
That's why young men like older women. You know what I'm saying?
This is true.
Oh, my God. I can't.
They get right.
Why? I want to hear this. Why do they like older women?
Tell the girl, bro. Go.
I mean, it depends on the fella. But it's been my experience that, you know, the older ladies don't really need no instructions. They don't really need no direction. You know what I mean? When a guy's in his mid-20s, early 30s, and he's dealing with somebody his age, sometimes she don't need no direction, but it's other times where she don't really even know what she want to do yet. Some of these seasoned ladies don't need no direction. They already know which way they're going. So it's up to us to go that way.
What the hell?
Because they've seen enough wrong to know right.
Right.
And you want to know right if you're not doing right.
So absolutely.
You know what? I'm about to mute myself.
Get some act right. That's why they say that shit. You better get some act right. That's why they say that shit.
You know, I lucked up, you know what I mean? I got a lady at home that got the instructions already. She don't need no instructions. She know what she want to do. But you got some ladies that, you know, in my age bracket that's still shy. You know what I mean? They don't really know what they want to do yet. They don't really have it yet. You know what I mean?
You know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? But it all depends on how bad you want. How bad do you want it?
Okay. You know what? Can we pause on the conversation for a second? We have another caller. Who wants to speak to Mr. Sharif?
Me and Elijah can have a cold ass conversation.
You need to join Sharif.
God,
Elijah,
okay,
he's not listening to me.
Cold ass podcast, bro, for real, just for real. I'm just saying something.
Sharif,
always...
Elijah has a podcast called Unapologetic. You should definitely.
That's the perfect title for you, bro.
Oh,
right, yes.
Look at that.
We're going to link up. We're going to talk. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to bring you on the show. We're going to holler.
Stay ready. You understand? Yeah.
Right. Let me tell y'all, the comments you made about directions. So the ladies are commenting on your direction comment. I can't.
What they say?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They gave it the odd. They was like, direction, and then the eye. I got the eye emoji. Like, what the hell?
I mean, you know, see, here's the thing. Like, a lot of the ladies, like, they claim to like certain things in the bedroom, but they ain't really experienced what they really like if they need instruction.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies that don't need instruction, they know where to put that leg at. We ain't got to do it for them.
Yeah, and you know what?
All we gotta do is slide in once the leg is put in position. When you need instructions, you need us to tell you, put that leg right there, and I got you.
When
it's an older lady that don't need no instructions, she gonna put that leg right there and tell you to come get it.
Right, because you know what? Even when a woman say, "Oh, I never done this before," and she moved like she did and do. She lied to you. Let's go.
There you go.
Well, guess what though? So what is the age? Okay, let me ask this question real quick. Then we're gonna bring in a caller who wants to speak to Mr. Sharif. What is the age range, you know, for these non-instruction ladies? Like, at what age do a lady no longer need instructions, direction, whatever you call it?
In my opinion, Mona. And I'm gonna let Big Bro Sharif take it over when I'm done talking. In my opinion, it's not so much an age, it's a mentality. This is why we go towards the older ladies, because they got the mentality to where we don't need to tell them nothing. They know what time it is already. Sometimes, though, my age bracket, young to mid-30s, yes, sometimes young to mid-30s, they already know what they want. They already know what time it is. Sometimes you got to go past that. So it depends on the mentality. It's not always the age.
Right. Very interesting. Very interesting topic. And we're going to continue this in a minute. But
it all
wait.
Hold on. It all comes down to this. And in the end, it depends on how bad you want it. And it could be anything. How bad do you want love? How bad do you want money? How bad do you want, you know, to know your name? How bad do you want to help the children and feed the homeless? How bad do you want? See, if you don't act right, then you don't want. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that hunger, that edge, that cunning, that edge, it, you know what I'm saying? You are nice moving through life. You know what I'm saying? With it. You understand? So what you aiming for? That's how sharks hunt. What you aiming for? Whatever you want, you go after it. If it's a man, a house, doesn't fucking matter. It could be a fucking paperclip. But if you need that motherfucker to get the fuck up out of goddamn house, you can tap your basement in for fucking 30 days. How bad do you want it? It's about how bad you want it.
Right.
Whatever it is for you.
Think Tupac and Casey and JoJo, Mona. You know that song. How do you want it?
There we go.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's move on to
the conversation. Right there.
God bless the Lord.
Okay, Sharif, we have a caller who wants to speak to you, so stand by. I'm going to bring the caller in. I'm unmuting. Hold on. Hello, caller. Hello.
Say their area code, Mona. They might not know that you're talking to them.
Yeah, it's they know because I unmuted their microphone. It's a 205 area code. Hello, caller.
Yes. 205. Didn't you hear
that? Wait. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. What's your name?
My name is Jazz.
Hi, Jazz. How are you?
I'm doing good. Enjoying the entertainment that's going on.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Well, thank you for calling in. Yes, they are. Well, Mr. Yeah. Sharif, so Jazzy, I believe your full name is Jazzy Holy on Facebook, Jazz?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yes, I saw your comment underneath the flyer yesterday, and you seem to be very familiar, like you seem to be a very avid reader of the Tice series by Mr. Sharif 4.9. You seem to be very familiar with him. He was very excited.
Yes, the whole series has been awesome to read. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Right.
Hey, Jazz.
Right.
Hey.
Right. Okay.
Can
you hear him, Jazz?
I can hear him, and he's doing a lot of talking. I need him to start listening.
Talking to me and Jazz, we've been exchanging messages. This is the first time we've talked in person, and it's live. So I just had to tell everybody. I had set the scene. I'm hearing your voice, but I talk. But somebody knows what's going on. But good, I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just talking. Like you said, I just need to stop talking.
I have a couple of questions I wanted to ask him about the Tice Part 2 series.
Okay.
He gave a little sneak peek, and I was trying to figure out exactly how many new characters would be listed into the new Part 2 series that he's doing.
That is a question from an older woman. Let's see. Okay.
Because I know you mentioned one, but then earlier, like in previous interviews or previous things you've spoken to, you talked about several different people. So I'm trying to see how many new people can we anticipate in being in part two of the Tice series.
Okay. In part two, I'm bringing in Era. I'm bringing in Kane. I'm bringing in Slim and Cleo, Cleopatra. She's new character. Where we at? Oh, yeah, in a little game. Not a game. Nah, I misspoke. Not a game. A group of young men.
Mm-hmm.
Called a little gang. I can't stop saying gang. gang. But anyway, Sluggers, they call themselves Sluggers. You know, and I came up with a name for their leader. His name is Ed, after a friend of mine got killed by the World Police Department out here. Denver, Colorado, Mile High City. Yes, niggas out here. Come on out here. We just got Russell Wilson. Let's go. But, yeah, he's named after a friend of mine. Got killed out here. Well, those are new characters. And plus the old ones that ain't never old. And, of course, sorry, my man, Tice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's sounds go. Good.
But thank you.
You know, I love reading the books. I've read almost like every book. The Code of Conduct is like one of my favorites because it's so funny. But it talks about the guy's brother who passed away, and I like how you put that into the scene of that. So that was a really good book as well. So I recommend everybody just read all of what you have read so they can kind of get a concept of everything all in one. But it's great. You're a great, great storyteller. I just want to tell you that myself personally, how much I've thoroughly enjoyed your books.
I can tell you have read my entire series because you mentioned Code of Conduct. It to me, like early on, before now, it was like a disappointment for me. You know what I mean? Not a failure, but just a disappointment because, you know, I saw all the typical, you know what I'm saying, boom, boom, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, you know, whatever. And then everybody say, life ain't different. I'm tired. It is, you know, I'm tired of it. And then they still buying it, but they complain. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, this is before that, you know what I'm saying, from prior. I'm like, okay, well, that's what y'all want. You know, well, I write something different. You know what I mean? And it really is a different type of hood book. It really is. It's Code of Conduct. You know what I mean? It's fair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, and it's getting back at him in a really kind of cool ass, kind of like, yes, that's what you deserve ass way, which is how it should be. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and then it didn't really do that well. I'm like, but my tights was hot. You know what I'm saying? Hot. But
right.
I got this. And all of a sudden, boom, it dipped. It was disappointing, but then that's what made me like, go, huh. And that's what turned me into this.
Well, I think Code of Conduct should definitely be a part of, it is a part of the Tice because Tice is mentioned in that book. So, and, you know, his brother was killed in that book.
Right. And that book brings in Peck, the white boy.
That's correct.
In the Tice room. So, yeah. So
that is correct.
And you know what I mean? I was like, where's Peck come from? And y'all didn't, you know what I'm saying?
You got to go back. That's correct.
Y'all skip that because y'all waiting on Tice. Y'all, I want something different ass. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. That's what I did. I started with book 8, and then I started with 1, and then I had to go all the way back so I can make sure I bring everybody together. So it was a great read for me. So I just wanted to say thank you and keep up the good work.
It's going to get even better and better because I'm better. And when you're better, you do better. So thank you for reading, and thank you for calling in, and thank you for everything you've given me. And yeah, I want to give it back. So, thanks.
All right. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. So that's she's an avid reader. She knows the Tice series in and out. She knows your whole catalog. So how many books do you have under your belt?
I mean, probably like 15.
That many, huh?
Somewhere. Yeah, somewhere around there. And I got audio.
Wait, how many?
Somewhere around 15. I got 15 projects out there. Somewhere
okay.
around there. I got an audio called Relationship. That shit go hard. You ain't never heard nothing like Relationship. It's on Audible. I got that. That jazz, she read that too. And I'm sorry, she's listening to that too. As she's going through my series, she's inboxing me. We've never, you know, we never like talk on the phone or video chat. We just
oh, wow.
She always keep it a buck. She always encouraging. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Always just drop a little mm-hmm. something in the cat. You know what I mean? Dollar sign. You know what I'm saying? 4.9.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's why. 4.9, you understand? But anyway, she always, you know, she's doing a little something. Happy Easter. You know, just justice. It's always right on time, too. So she's been, you know,
right.
really good in more ways than one. You know what I'm saying? In the average. But just want to give her that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So she, when she heard the audio, she was like, oh, my God. She's like, this shit. You know what I mean? She's like, you should, you know what I mean? She's like, what the fuck? I mean, that's how, you know what I mean? Like, shit, this shit go hard.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right.
That was her reaction. Yeah.
Well, I got to get, because, I haven't really got into audio yet, but now you make me want to get into audio and listen to.
Audio good, depending
listen.
On the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you have one narrator for all your audios?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have different ones?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, for now, I use, you know, Mina Rose. Yeah, she's not a narrator. You know, that's the part. That, you know, a narrator is really, you know. So she's a voice actress. You know, that. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. She put
right.
Yum Yum. And she put herself into it, you know. So, you know what I mean? She do these. Yeah, but she put, you know. Things in that to make you feel that part of it. You know what I mean? That's what she did. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Type 1 audio is coming out in June. So, y'all get a chance to hear this. My stuff from there. Mina Rose.
Wow. Well, we're going to get into, I have some questions about Tice and, you know, basically how many parts will be included in Tice, because Tice 8 Part 1 is now available, and you have Part 2 about to come out, so I want to get into that, but we have another caller, so stand by, and I'm going to unmute their microphone. Stand by.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this
what
is
what we speaking with? How are you?
I'm feeling good. This is Ms. 510. Thank you for the shout out. From Oakland.
Oh, hi. Oakland. Hey, Oakland.
Hey. No, this is not his ex. It's his fiance. But anyway, it was a good segue until relationship. So I wanted to bring that up. Are you going to do a part 2 of relationship? It is a good audio book. Everyone should listen to it.
Okay. I don't know yet.
Okay. No, but it's really good, so I just wanted to get props for that. Have y'all listened to it?
No.
We didn't listen to it yet.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Any other projects?
This is my ex.
No, we just putting on the show for his relationship.
No, we're not. But it's okay.
Wait. Wait, she said, wait, is this his ex or his fiance?
Fiance.
Oh, you're his fiance.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
This is a good segue into the relationship, you know, audiobook, so.
Already.
Yeah.
I told she used to be naughty. She's my ex now.
Okay.
Going on?
I don't know.
Okay, wait, what, I'm sorry, I didn't I didn't catch her name. What is her name?
This just took a left turn.
I don't know what's happening. It's entertainment. I was just calling in so there'd be some callers. You know, just adding spice to the, you know, to this interview.
Well, that you did. Thank you.
Yeah. No, but I'm enjoying it. And, you know, props to, you know, very talented and, you know, it's good. I'm just going to say hey to y'all, Mona and Elijah, right?
Yes, Elijah.
Yes,
I'm sorry, I keep missing your name. What is your name again?
Miss 510.
Miss 510.
Oh, okay. Huh?
Huh? I said, let me say it three times. Goddamn.
Yeah. No, this is entertainment. No, this is segue to relationship audio. So, yeah.
All right. Well,
okay,
I'm going to make sure I check it out. Because I'm not a big audio person, but I'm going to definitely check it out, relationship.
No,
so
everyone
should.
Y'all should. He's going to do a part two as well. And, you know, keep it going on.
Right.
It's some good jewels in there, for real. So, y'all.
Well, we're definitely... We're looking forward to that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. All right.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye. You too.
All right. Hello.
Whoa.
Yeah,
what is happening?
Right?
Listen,
I said broke up.
I'm like...
Go, my ex might hit the
No, but wait a minute. I need you to clarify because I'm like confused right now. Was that your ex or is that your fiance?
Here, I told y'all my side of the story. Okay, that's how you get he said, she said. See, that's why I can talk about relationships. See, so I told y'all. Boom, my side. Hey, by the way, boom, dropped it. Y'all didn't know I was going to say that. So that's who she is.
Oh, my God.
To me.
So that's your ex.
So in other words, Mona, he tried to leave and he couldn't leave, you know what I mean? So cause she said, nah, you ain't going nowhere. That was too
wow,
good
so
over there.
Like
you ain't going nowhere.
One time, yeah, we were in Oakland.
Wow.
Living in Oakland. Yeah, I went to Oakland. Yeah, sound like a hook. Yeah. I went to Oakland. Sound like a hook, right? Right, because I'm Sharice 4.9. She was two, whatever, years and years ago. And I was there for her. And gang, I wrote a book, yada, yada. They were having money that I had, which is having money to a nigga that ain't got really no money. That's the shit y'all bitches don't know. Now,
wow. Well, congratulations.
You want a nigga that'll give you a dollar when he got 10. Not 10 when he got a million. You got to fix it. So she's my ex. So she came back. We was engaged, broke up. She came back 4 months later. Want to get back with me. Then, fucked up again. And I said, boo, fell back. Now she called back. That's my ex.
But she's referring to herself as your fiance.
She you can call yourself whatever you want. How many years?
She's still listening, by the way, Miss 5.0.
I respect what she did because she came in and she was positive. So she controlled her emotions.
Wow.
Now, I'm a Leo.
Well,
I'm a Leo.
Yes.
It's in me.
Goodness.
He kept it cozy. He kept it cool. You understand? And that's what she posted.
Okay, well, I'm going to refer to her as Miss 5.0 because every time I ask her her name, that's what she's giving me, Miss 5.0. So that's what I'm going to address her as.
All right, now.
Unless you want.
It's official. 4.9 and 510.
Elijah, help me. What is this? Elijah.
This took three left turns real quick, and now we back where we started at. So let's keep this moving.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right, let's talk about the Tyson series.
I'm a Jones was here first. I'm just saying. But hey, the more the merrier.
Okay, well, check this out. Before we talk about the Tyson series, I want to talk about the fact that when I had in the intro, I was letting the readers know, you know, that I had met you. Me and you never met, but you know, on Facebook, and then I think I had interviewed you. I did like a Q&A on you and Talk to the Heart book club. I was an admin in that group, you know, so 2016, 2017, 2018, it was lit in that group. So,
don't date me too much now.
And then
don't date me too much, man. Don't date me too much. Come on now.
But then you
come on, don't date me too much now.
Wait. Well, the point, what I was trying to say was that you kind of like disappeared. Like I just stopped seeing you one day. And then you just kind of like disappeared. So when I came across you, you know, last month, you know, I'm like, I remembers him, you know. And then I saw that your new book was called Tice. And I'm like, yeah, did I read a book about him called Tice? I saw that it said Tice 8. And then I went on Amazon and I'm seeing Tice 1, 2, 3. And I remember reading up to 3. I'm like, he continued that series.
Right.
That is the longest series in history.
I think, for real. Like, but it's all good though. It's all good.
Oh yes, yeah. No, it's great. I didn't know there was more to. I read up to 3, and I don't know. The way you leave you don't leave with a cliffhanger. You end your book in a way that, okay, this could be it, or maybe not. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. And then I guess that was around a time, but you did 4, 5, 6. So I guess after 7, that's when you took your hiatus because, you know, you and I had a conversation and you told me that basically you had disappeared, like you had took a hiatus for about 4 years from the industry, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. Well, let us know what happened. What made you take such a long hiatus?
I mean, just life. You know, first thing you say, you know, because you're still living, you know, so you got to say it. And then thinking that, I mean, like I had, you know, like, independent success, you know, 6 figures, you know, out the gate with my own, with the whole series like that. And then I started to be like, you know, like, why I got to work this hard? You know what I'm saying? Writing a book is hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
It ain't that hard, but you can't do it. You know what I mean? But if you really want to do it, then, you know, then, again, how bad do you want it? You know what I mean? And so, I just kept pushing it. And then I started to get to a point where I'm like, yo, I can't keep this pace up to make 6 figures. I mean, mathematically speaking, like, you know what I mean? And I'm being independent, you're so, you know, bro, you know what I mean? We're limited, you know what I mean? Or so we think, you know what I mean? So it's hard. It's hard to get it out there, you know what I'm saying? But we don't realize that, yo, the cat that's over there published, it's hard for him too. Her too, trust.
Right.
You find a way to balance it out, you know what I mean? So fuck it. Go for what you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't depend on somebody else, you know what I mean, to go ahead and tell you, you know what I mean, that you, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Okay, so nobody puts their picture on a fucking book unless they fucking famous, unless Will Smith drop a book.
Right.
Oh, it's called Will. He called his shit Will and put himself on the face. How double-reading is that shit? Like, we don't know who it is. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go to World War One with some shit, you know what I'm saying? Put your name Will on there and drop that shit. But we're like, nah, nigga, we ain't chancing that. Put my face and my name on that shit and drop it. That's Will Smith.
leaving nothing to chance.
So
I did
so
the same
shit. So that's what made you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did the same shit. If you read my book, you know exactly what the fuck I look like, what the fuck my name is, and what the fuck I do. That's when you're going
right.
to walk. And then when I walk past you, you're going to say, hey, that's 3.4.9. He writes books, and that's all I wanted. Because I thought it was something that was real fucked up about a hot mama or auntie sitting next to me on the plane, reading Tice.
Mm-hmm.
Got the book that coveted. That inside coveted seat by the window that she, you know, she tucked in for the next 2 hours and ain't got to leave. That little end, that little, mm-hmm. little comfortable looking thing, like, y'all got, you know, I'm cool. I went to the bathroom. I'm smart. She's sitting reading the book. I look over, you know, after we make a little nudges, you know, any little nudges, like, okay, you know, what's up? Little elbow nudges. I said, she's reading my book and she don't know I wrote it without me telling her. Oh, something wrong with that.
So she didn't realize that she was sitting next to Mr. 4.9 himself?
Exactly. So I put my face, I associated myself with what I did. That's the only thing. That took me 4 years.
Exactly.
To come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, after stopping, you know what I mean? After just stopping, like, you know what? Fuck, I mean, not fuck this, but fuck this for now. I'm going to get back to it. I got to figure
right.
this shit out. That took life and 4 years in different stages of, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing different things. That's why you see the Tice series. One, it's my picture on it, like down low. You know what I mean? Just my face. So
well,
I'm not,
well
I'm
one was
that? Right, 1 through 8, like 1 through 7, this has my face. I think 4 is the only one that's missing my face. And then you all see Tice 8 come back out. Years later, with me on the front.
Yeah, but
so
yeah, but well, 8 is a little bit more boldness. Like it's all of you, you know. Like the first 4 was just like a hint of your face, you know. Maybe like, you know. So part 8, you know, it's just like boom, that's me. Like, so you want to make sure that they know who the author is for sure. I mean, you
exactly.
definitely got your point across.
I mean, bro, that wasn't the plan. You know what I mean? I was just following my process. I was going after what I wanted.
Right.
As fast
right.
as I could go after without knowing where to find it. Does that make sense? So that's what
no,
I came
it makes,
up with.
It makes total sense. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay,
so let me ask you when you – I'm
you
sorry,
I mean?
Go ahead.
And then
I heard
then,
you.
I'm a Leo, and I was like, well, shit, fuck it, let's go. Like, you know.
yeah, we could tell you're a Leo.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? So I did it. I didn't think about it. I was like, all right, let's do that shit. Because but nobody, no author is doing that. There's no urban fiction author right,
right
now that y'all can, that's out there with a face on the cover like me. There's none. There's none. No disrespect to them, but there's none.
I mean, well, you know, well, no, let me, you know, let's step back for a minute. You're not the first to do it. I've done it. I'm on one of my covers. quite a few authors done it.
Mona, a dude, a man. You know what I mean? Women on the covers, they stuff all the time, but a man. Urban fiction now.
Well, let me do some research, and I'm going to get back to you and confirm that. Because,
you know, you don't commonly see, but that was the leap I got.
Well, let me think, because I'm getting a headache right now trying to think because I'm thinking, I know I've seen a male author's face on his book before. And now I'm getting a headache trying to figure out who. So
okay.
I'm gonna have to do some research, but I've seen this somewhere before. But but it's a great concept though, and you definitely pulled it off.
Ain't nothing new under this.
Right. Well, are you aware of your physical attributes? Are you aware that you're a good-looking man? So, did you? Was one of the aim of putting yourself on your cover was to attract the female readers, like to say, boom, to make them want to pick it up in one click?
Honestly, y'all lying. Honestly, no, and I'll tell you why. Because I didn't do it when I wrote Act One.
Okay.
And that's a direct answer. No, because if I would have thought that, I would have did it when I dropped Type 1, because I still look the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? Years ago, I was younger then. You know what I'm saying? So if that was me, that would have been done happen. So I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because I'm giving it all I got. And all I got is, you know what I mean, what God gave me. So I'm going to put everything I got in this motherfucker, including my face, including me.
Right.
Thinking about, I'm gonna do this little bitch. Like, hell no. I was giving it all I got. I was going for it. Because if it didn't work, you know, if it didn't work, because that was in my mind, too, and you see a building. I mean, little sign first, you know what I mean? I went back to change the cover. Little sign part one, two, but, you know. But I did it. Yeah, I move. I take risks. I'm a Leo. I hunt. You know what I mean? So as my confidence builds, at some point, everybody, male and female, ladies, you have to say, fuck it. You got to say, fuck it. That doesn't mean give up. Fuck it doesn't mean give up. You got to twist it. Turn that bitch around. You got to say, fuck it and go. That's how you get shit you want.
Well, that's a great mindset. Yes. No, I agree with you. You know, up to an extent, I agree with you. I think I had another caller. Okay, so we had another caller.
In all fairness,
Mona.
In all fairness, but I knew it wouldn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
No, of course not. It never hurts.
My chances. I knew that now. I said, okay, put more face on this motherfucker. It might give me a couple more looks, but that wasn't the main reason.
Well, but it definitely helps. So let me tell you, promoting books, selling books, is about marketing, you know? You want to have a banging cover, you know, that alerts, you know, an alerting cover that grabs people's attention. You want to have the same level of title, you know, book title, cover, and the marketing, you know, is where it all ties up together. So,
yeah,
I think it's
you're an author. You've done it.
Yeah, well, I did my reasoning for putting myself on one of my covers was I was trying to, I don't know why I did. At the time, I thought I was in love, you know, and so I wrote this cute little love story, and the person that I was foolishly thought that I was in love with, you know, I said, you know what, me and you should be on the cover of this book because it's about us. And he was like, all right. I didn't have to sell him on it. And, you know, he agreed to do it. So I did it. You know, it turned out cute. Yeah. So I did it twice. There was a part two to that book, but part two's never been revealed. But me and him are also on the cover for part two. But part two never been revealed because, I never finished the story. I will, you know, soon. But it was never finished. So it's a good marketing strategy. Some the readers, the
I feel like that was a bold move you made, though. Regardless.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the pictures on the cover is bold. is because it's a bold love story, and it's a, you know, it's a bold love story,
and y'all relationship, that was a bold move. Like, you made a loving move. That was bold too. You know what I mean?
What?
Last all the
what, asking him.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that was a bold
what,
move.
What, asking him to do? What, asking him to be on the cover?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, I asked. I honestly didn't expect him to say yes, because I was a little bit more, you know, I look back at it now, I wouldn't say I was in love. I think I was a little bit more infatuated with him, but I was more, I think my feelings for him was a little bit stronger for him than they were for me. So, but, you know, I do stupid, baby stuff like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't do it for marketing strategy at the time. I did it because the story was based on me and him. And I said, why not put me and him on the cover? At the time, I didn't do it for no strategy, you know. And but like I said, my feelings were stronger for him than it was for me. So he was like, he wants to do it in a way where people can't tell it's him. So that's when I had gave him the side eye, like, what, who you out of some? But you know what? I didn't argue. I went ahead and I granted him his wish. And when we did the photo shoot, pictures where you basically can't really tell it's all him. But his excuse at the time was, you know, because he was a corrections officer, and he was bringing all my books into the jail where he worked. So his excuse, when I had gave him the side eye, he came with the best save ever. He was like, oh, no, it's because, you know, I don't want, you know, my superiors to know it's me on the cover, da da da, and I don't want the inmates to be like, oh, you know, so I, you know, I don't really want, you know, people at my job to really know it's me, just so, you know, they won't be talking they junk and stuff. And besides, it's more better when people got to guess if it's us or not. And he was quick with the save. He was quick with the save, but that's exactly what it was a save. It was BS bullshit, you know. No, he had some other chick he didn't want to see, but it's okay, you know, it's all good. I look back at it now, like, now I know the truth, you know. But it was a great save, but it turned cute though. Because my readers was coming in my inbox, the readers weren't sure if that was me, because my face also was really mostly just my profile. So I look back at it now. It's
I was like, okay, look exactly. Now, but I was looking at you. I wasn't even looking at you. You know what I mean? So you know, whatever he wanted to do, he actually did it. By not being visible.
Well, you know, his face was more hidden than mine. My face, you could tell, like, the people who really knew me, like my family and friends, knew without a doubt that was me. Some of the readers, they second guess, but they came in my inbox. It was like, is this you? They were like, look at all that.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't regret it though. I like it. I still look. I'll be getting, when I run out copies of that paperback, I'll get more from Amazon just so I can look at it. I'm like, oh, I look so cute. I don't care about him.
Right.
Good.
Right.
That's all that matters.
I'm glad I made his ass then. I could have brightened his ass up, but with a flick of a goddamn light, I'm glad I made his ass then now.
Well, I mean, if he had said no, then it is what it is. But my thing is, it was funny. Like, you know, you had your own other extracurricular activities going on.
No, you looking at it later, like, fuck him, I'm glad you did. Shit.
It turned out to be a great, but now that I've been in the business, because I'm seeing more authors are doing it, putting themselves on their book covers, and it's actually a good marketing strategy
energy.
If it's execution properly.
I
definitely recommend a professional photo shoot. Make sure your hair is did. If you have blemishes in your face, I recommend you you put some makeup on, get a professional makeup artist. Just do it right. Because some of these, you know, people that I'm seeing on the covers, yeah, this isn't it. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're going to do it, make it professional. But, you know, the funny thing with me is that I didn't have no makeup artist or anything. I barely had makeup on, you know. I just had my hair did, and then I had a little lip gloss on. I didn't put no makeup on.
Talk about it. Go ahead now. No makeup. Look at that. Didn't cover no makeup. Boo.
What?
It was easy. Tell her. Go ahead, Mona. It's your show.
No, but it's starting to be a thing now. But the point that I were trying to make, ladies and gentlemen, is that 4.9 killed the idea. Like, you did it. You look very good on Tice 8 book cover. So whatever it is that you was trying to accomplish, you definitely accomplished it.
Thank you.
So, shout out to the photographer that took that picture. Shout out to him.
My sister took that picture. My sister took that picture. I don't know if I say her name, but my sister. Yeah. Yes. Jamila Jada. She took that picture. Yep.
Oh, well, shout out to sis. Well, sis did a good job with the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's her passion.
She's a professional photographer?
Yes, she is. Don't she look like it?
Oh, well, would she be that? Well, yeah. I mean, I would love to see the original pictures, because when the picture appears on the cover, then it looks different from photo shoot.
Look here. In real life, it's even better, but I look just like that picture right there.
Right. Okay, so, all right, so we, once you hit 9 o'clock, the callers no longer could call in, but, you know, people are still listening who had already called in, but once we hit 9 o'clock, the show will continue, but callers will not be able to call in. So I do want to say thank you to the callers who did call in tonight for our show. I really appreciate it. So, Sharif, it's always a pleasure.
I really appreciate it. I have fun. And thank you for the callers that called in, Ms. Jones.
Right. Well, they're still listening to you. So I want you to let us.
Shout out to Oakland. Well, thank you all for calling.
Shout out to Oakland. Shout out to Joan Brooks had hung up. Shout out to Jazzy is still on, and Miss 5.0 is still on. We have about 4 more other authors. So you did.
Bro, I'm still here, bro. I'm still here.
Thank you for helping me get here, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't no problem, bro. It's all love.
Yeah, so this is the first. I ain't did this in 4 years. So, yeah, I'm a little rusty. So I appreciate you helping me through that, bro.
Oh, so I'm like
there you
first
go. It ain't nothing to it.
In 4 years? I'm your first interview in 4 years?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hey,
see,
yeah.
You just
souped
her up now. See, she hype now.
Right.
Yes, you are.
I feel special.
Yes. That's why I'm a little off, because it's my first time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody a little off when it's their first time. But, yeah, it's my first time.
No, you're not off. You did great. Okay, so I wanna ask you real quick, you know, and then I want you to shout out all your social media, information. But first, I want you to let us know, you know, what made you decide, like, you know, boom, after 4 years, like, this was the time now to come back.
Well, because even when it's off, something's going on, you might as well keep going.
Right.
Straight up, you might as well keep going. You know what I mean?
Well, Well, I'm sure you were missed. So did you get, so said that you had like shut like your Facebook page down, like, so basically the readers had no access to you?
No, I never shut it down. I just stopped being active. You know what I mean? I mean, I was,
okay.
I would dip in, but not nearly as much as, you know, I did before. You know what I mean? Because
okay.
I didn't have nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't have nothing for them. You know what I mean? I didn't have nothing for
right.
me to give them. It wasn't ready. You know what I mean? But always, you know,
right,
you know,
right.
checking, you know, just, you know what I mean? But I wasn't active. I was out there,
mm-hmm.
but not active. So like, when I had mm-hmm. something for them, I got. Yeah.
Oh, well, welcome back. and when you came back, you came back with a bang because like I said, like I didn't know there was a Tice after part three. So when I saw eight, that's when I'm like, I said, oh, it's not eight. Why do you do 4, 5, 6, 7? You know, so then I went. So I really got to catch up, but I got to start all over because it's been so long. You know, since I had read 1-3, so I had to, before I could dive into 8, I got to go back and play catch up, you know. I read 1-3, but I never read 4, 5, 6, or 7. But, you know, I know it's been so long that I think I will be lost if I try to read 4. So I definitely got to go back and reread 1-3. But I don't mind because, you know, from what I do remember that it is an awesome series. I recommend for everybody to make sure you one click, okay, because it's a must read.
Like that's
you know,
my that's my published version of like Nas's Illmatic. That's my version of like Tice One. You know what I mean? Cause,
right.
Like to me.
Right.
That's all it's
right.
gotta be. So Illmatic, okay, that's Tice. One name, you know, like share, you know, that one names ain't got to be repeated. You know, somebody say Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
They need to help them with some share. You know what I'm saying? So when I developed that was my swing. You know what I mean? So that book,
right.
everything is faults and flaws and this and all of that. Fuck all y'all and fuck y'all. That, you know what I mean, that don't think that y'all don't do shit. Ain't nobody good at nothing great in the first beginning when they first try this shit. But, and it's a classic, and that's what built this whole series. So that right there is the realest shit I ever wrote. And then you can see the growth go through the entire series. You know what I mean? Because as it grows, I'm building. You know what I'm saying? And my writing is going. You know what I'm saying? But that first swing, oh, that shit was harder than the motherfucker if you read it. You know what I mean? It go hard.
Right, right. Well, that's why I can't wait.
I don't know more dudes on gonna go walk with it. You know, dudes need to read more for real. But women. You know what I mean? But yeah. For dudes, Tice, that's that dude, that's my gift to y'all. Be like that nigga. Read Tice. Dude, be like him. And here we go. And women, get a nigga like that.
Right.
That's my gift to y'all. So read about them.
Right. Well, I definitely, I can't wait to dive into 8. But like I said, I never read 4, 5, 6, 7. But I definitely have to reread 1-3 to catch up. So I'm going to definitely make the time, you know, with my busy schedule and, you know, make sure I make that happen.
Go read my mind. Yeah. There you go.
Well, from what I remember, you're an excellent writer. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, when you're already a real good writer, there's really nowhere else to go but up. You know, as a writer, you could start out, you know, as a low level, a 1-3 level writer. You know, I don't like calling anybody a bad writer, but we're going to say a low level writer. And there's really nowhere else to go but up, you know. So here it is, 4 years later, you come back with part eight, I know that it's, you know, it's awesome because there's because your writing level was already way more than, you know, 1, 2, 3, way more than 5, 6, 7. You was really up there in the top 10. You was like, you know, I really enjoy the Tight series. You're really a phenomenal writer, to tell you the truth. And I like to say I'm a critical reader, you know, so I to review books, you know, based on how I write, you know, so I know what to look for, you know, when I'm reading a book, you know, and your books, you know, from the editing to the, you know, the executioning and the, you know, just the flow, your delivery, you know, is really awesome. So,
All right.
So that's why I'm like, so I'm excited that you're, so we might as well just, you know, everybody hearing it here first that, you know, I have my publishing company, Blue Nose Publications, have another project coming up soon that Elijah will also be on there. It's sort of like a hood project where I got about, right now I have about 7 male authors who's going to be on there, and it's not exactly an anthology. It's going to be like a box set, and each author is going to have like their own story, you know, their own book cover, you know, and it's going to be sponsored by Blue Nose Publications. But you're one of the authors, you know, because when I asked you, you know, I'm sort of like starstruck, you know, a little bit when it comes to you. So when I asked you, I really didn't expect you to say yes. You know, I'm like, oh, he said yes to little old me.
I just didn't know if I was, you know, for you. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm always happy to write. That's what I do.
Well, I'm very excited. Well, I'm very excited because so each story is gonna represent the hometown that each author, you know, is from. So Elijah, shout out to Elijah. He's also on there. So Elijah is representing Trenton. Shout out to Trenton, New Jersey. So both Elijah and I are New Jersey bred. I'm from New Jersey. So Elijah's from Trenton. So Elijah will be representing Trenton. Right. So Sharif will be representing Denver, Colorado. Okay, so are you originally from Oakland? Are you from Oakland originally?
Yeah, that's why I said shout out to Oakland, because no.
Okay.
No. Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, so you're not from
there. Let's go, in the trenches. But no, because when you told me the whole thing, like the whole setup, I'm like, okay, that's like a... Like, okay.
The whole
concept. Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't slow. Fuck, I made time for this shit. Okay. So, then I'm like, ain't nobody repping Denver. That's where I'm from. I was born here. And so, but I spent a lot of time on the East Coast. I mean, a lot of time on the West Coast. A lot of time. I went to, you know, school out there, spent a lot of time in Oakland with my ex.
What has me excited with this project is this particular type of project, this box set, is not something that you know, that's new. That's not me, you know, because I've seen it done before where authors write in a story that the plot is based on their hometown where they're from. But I must admit, I've never seen Denver, Colorado, and I've never seen Trenton, New Jersey. So that's why I'm excited that you guys are going to be representing those hometowns. And the readers, I think, will be excited, too, because they've never read it. Because I know I haven't seen other towns. We have another author representing Houston, Texas. I've seen Houston. There's quite a few authors from Houston, Texas. Shout out to Houston, Texas. So our CEO, Aziz, and his wife, Deidre, they're from Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas is pretty popular. There's quite a few authors from Houston, Texas. So I've seen quite a few books, you know, based on Houston, Texas. But Denver, Colorado, I think you might be the first. So, yeah, this is going to be big. I'm very excited about that.
So we got Trenton, right? Trenton and Denver Rooks.
We got
and who else?
Houston, it's Dallas, right? Dallas, Houston. What am I saying? Houston is Dallas, Houston, right?
No, Dallas.
Am I saying that, Elijah? Is it Houston, Dallas, or Dallas, Houston?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one comes first.
Okay, well,
I think it's Houston. Well, Dallas is the state, so I think Houston is the city. Okay, so yeah, we need to get it together. It's Houston, Dallas.
Paul, what you said? You said Dallas is what?
Isn't it? Is Dallas Houston or Houston Dallas? Isn't Dallas the state?
No, Texas is the state.
Dallas is the city.
Texas, so it's Texas, Dallas.
Dallas and Houston are two cities within Texas.
Oh, God. I got a headache. Okay, so it's Houston. Okay, so it's Houston. Houston is Houston, Texas?
Yep.
Okay, so Davino, a.k.a. Jay Green, he'll be representing Houston.
Okay.
Then we have, another author signed to Blue Notes, author Top Notch. He'll be representing Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois.
You mentioned him at the top of the show. All right, Top Notch. He's Chicago.
Yes, he'll be representing Chicago. We have another incarcerated author signed to Blue Notes. Shout out to author B.L. Massif. He'll be representing Palm Springs, Florida.
Palm Springs, Florida.
He'll be representing, he'll be representing Thompson, Florida. And, shout out to Chris Lowry, author Chris Lowry. He'll be representing Philly. Philly. Philly's close to Jersey. Mm-hmm. We had another author that I didn't act here because I'm not sure if he'll be able to, but he was supposed to be representing California. So mm-hmm. We'll see if he'll be able to join in. You know, and okay. then we have Jabril Williams. He's part owner. He was supposed to be on there also, but he's working on two other projects, so he might not be able to fulfill either, but he was going to be representing Washington, D.C.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got some heavyweight. All
right. Right.
Ready, Elijah?
Yes, sir. Stay ready.
Yes, sir.
So Elijah was working on an anthology project with us. So he's going to be going. So now you have to revamp your mindset because you're going from erotica to now you got to go straight hood because the story is like hood. So the stories are called In the Trenches, you know, so it's going to be In the Trenches, hometown. I was talking to Elijah. I had another project going on for Blue Notes called It's an Anthology, and Elijah's a part of that. Me, Elijah, and three other authors, and Elijah is wrapping up his story with the erotica. So now he got to revamp his mindset into hood status to get his mind ready for In the Trenches.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
That's not that hard to do. When you've been doing this as long as I've been doing it, you can step in and out of modes as long as the character's talking to you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I work with three different books at the same time. But it's not hard to do, but it's not also. Sometimes I get a real bad migraine when I'm switching in between plots and characters,
really?
And so many different characters talking to you at once. Yeah, it gives me a headache. You know, people call some authors crazy. They think we're crazy because we have so many characters in our head. Sometimes I feel like I'm crazy.
Right. I've been called. You know, I'm the only one to think I am, and no, I'm not. Does that make sense to you?
Right, right. Right, right. Well, I want to thank you. This is very interesting. One thing I like is your confidence, and you was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna give you a hell of a interview," and you did not disappoint. You was like, "Oh yeah, it's gonna be one." When you told me it was gonna be one hell of an interview, you weren't lying.
Look, I'm gonna tell you the coldest position in football. And bro, you got to feel me on it. The coldest position in football ain't the quarterback. Okay, everybody think it is. Shout out to Russell Wilson and him and Sierra. They just bought a house in Cherry Creek when Denver, Colorado on the map. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that ain't what I'm talking about. Tell me. I got to kick this off. The quarter position, the football and the quarterback. It's everybody watching this nigga, and they waiting on this nigga. The whole stadium is like, and watching this.
Exactly.
Has the longest career in the whole NFL. They don't nobody even know his name, but I'm telling you, this nigga paid every year. And I'm telling you, but he got the best and oldest and coldest position. Because if he missed that motherfucker, oh, shit. Everybody going to look at him. Already looking at him and be like, what? You know how much pressure that is? He a person other than myself. Because I'm ready to go. I stay ready. What's happening? Let's kick it off.
Right, right.
Can you agree that's the coldest position in football?
Yes, 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 definitely. Well, you know, I'm not a big football fan. I'm not a big.
But when the game on the line and you need a kick, everybody rooting for that dude, but he's also the one that started the game. Everybody don't peep that. He punts the ball
right
down the field and keeps moving. The kicker. That's what I am. I'm the kicker in the whole lit industry. I'm about to kick this shit off. And y'all need a field goal? Yeah, with to win the game, 1 point.
Sound
win
like
game,
a plan.
If a kick don't win the game, put me in. Coach.
Yes.
Put me in about the stand.
Right, right, right. So you make sure that you deliver that. Well, that's a good mindset. It's a good. It's definitely a good mentality to have.
So what women want to disappoint? You tell me that, Mom. What woman?
No. Well.
What?
You ask what woman wants to be disappointed?
No, what woman wants a disappointment for a man? That's why I say if I'm coming on a woman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got to show up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely show up and you show out.
Disappointing men get disappointed.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So what I wanted to do, so I really look forward to catching up on the Type series. So I know okay, so I noticed that Type 8 is having different, like, parts to it. You know, I don't think that was something you did with the earlier. How many parts is Type 8 having?
Well, I mean, I did it, but I didn't do it as wide, you know. But I don't know.
Okay.
The writer's really.
Oh, okay.
I'm a writer till I don't, you know. I'm gonna do other things as well. So.
Okay. Well, since you're breaking it down to parts, then that means there won't be a 9 or a tight 10.
No.
You know, since
you're... Yeah. We'll stop at 8.
Okay.
And then,
so,
yeah. After that, I'm gonna keep it going and not name them. Trying to get the tight, you know, 42. Yeah.
Right. All right, well, really looking forward to that. So, yeah, I know part two was supposed to drop in May, but you kind of, like, you know, pushed it back.
I ain't trying to have y'all, like, 42 now, you know what I mean? Like, after a while, it's just
right. Will it be dropping in this month, the month of June?
Yes, part two. Part two. Will be dropping this month in June. And then the audio for part one will be dropping this month in June. So two new things dropping.
Right.
Gemini. Come on, Gemini.
Oh, God. Well, Elijah's a Gemini. Elijah's birthday is coming up. He's like borderline Gemini and Cancer. Either way.
They got me on the cusp.
Right where you need to be. That's right where you need to be, right there. Both of them, right?
Right.
Cancers are very sensitive, the men and the females. Very sensitive. They're whiny. Yang, 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 yang. That's all they do is whine.
Okay, so you probably play Gemini.
Shout out to Elijah, though.
I don't
know if Elijah's a whiner.
What?
Nah, I'm more like, if it's something I'm not really liking, you'll know by my actions, like my demeanor. If I get real quiet, it's like, oh shit, I done pissed Elijah off. Cause my favorite word is okay, or I got you.
Oh guys, when we hear okay, just know that it's not okay.
When I sit there and be like, I hear you. I heard you. When I say something like that, it's like, all right. Like, come on. Me and you, let's talk over here. Nah, you good. I hear you. I heard you. That's how you know. I ain't got a whine.
There you go. It's not whining.
Not at all.
Well, okay, so... That's exactly how cancers are. I'll never date another cancer man. I'm sorry. They like.
That's why I
My ex was just too sensitive for my taste. I couldn't take it away.
Oh.
I'm deep into astrology.
Okay, so your ex. Okay, so let's go lay this out. Okay.
You stop doing stuff at me.
And the Cancer, born a Gemini. Okay, now your ex was a Cancer. If you talk about your ex, the things you were like,
stop doing stuff at me.
Looking at this year, I'm saying, okay, what was wrong with you that you kept fucking with that nigga? I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm gonna take it to another place. Back to y'all, nah. I know where y'all at. I'm gonna take it to another place over here somewhere. What made you? What was that? Why was you? Did you blame him? He was too sensitive. Well, what was you two of that you kept messing with him? Too patient?
Well, I'm just saying, like, so I've only experienced one male cancer, but matter of fact, that's the same person I was referring to from my 20s. You know, that I left. So he was the only cancer that I've ever dealt with. And
the 20s would be the same year that Elijah said when he, said the 20 years, you know what I mean, could be kind of, you know what I mean, that's the year you try shit. That's the year, you know, it's coming out year. So you do a lot of dumb shit. So that's what
I definitely appreciate, I would appreciate, you know, some qualities that I found annoying in my 20s. Now I would appreciate them now, but you know, based on a zodiac sign like Cancer's men. Once again, shout out to Elijah. But Cancer men are just very sensitive, and they're very moody. They moody. Well, he's like borderline. He's June 21 because Cancer starts.
His sign is.
I'll say it like this.
If my girl was listening, she would agree. With me, 10 years ago, I probably would have reacted to a lot of different things quickly, especially if it pissed me off. So right. I guess that would have been moody of me back then. But now, you got to poke the bear now.
Yeah.
And I'll give you different signs to let you know you're poking the bear. Like, there's certain looks I can give you. There's certain words, like, all right now. Like, okay. I hear you. I got you. You only going to get about 4 of those before I fire off. 10 years ago when
right.
I was 19, 20, you might have got 1 or 2 if you was lucky.
Right.
So nowadays right. it's like, you know, to me, I don't think it really matters what sign you are. When you mature, you mature.
Right.
You know, when you get older and your mentality changes, you know, it doesn't matter what sign you are. But you are right. I'm on the borderline. Gemini is the double personality, the yin and the yang. And then the Cancer is typically the one that's a little bit more on the emotional side. Yeah, so, but you know, with me, if you get any emotions out of me, that means you did something. That means you done did something to my woman, you done did something to my kids, and you know, those are emotions I got to check. Because as men, you know, when we do things off emotion, it's not always the greatest thing. So, you know, the older I get, I'm learning. I'm learning that.
Use your head.
Definitely.
Men and women gotta learn. We all gotta learn how to do that. And we all learn at different paces.
Definitely. So that's me in a nutshell. I'm not taking it as a diss, Mona. You good?
No. Well, you know, I'm deep into astrology, so I just break down the you know, the characteristics of the zodiac signs, but a lot of my opinions are based on what I've experienced. But I mean, not that I've dated every zodiac sign. How many times are there? It's like 12 of them, right? Oh, no, I ain't date. Yeah, well, you know, never mind. Anyway,
you know, you're just talking about. Oh, talking about.
It's 12 signs, so I don't feel like I've never dated a Sagittarius. Oh, God, thank God for that.
Like, you want to.
I've never dated a Sagittarius?
Yeah, it sounds like you want to. Oh,
no, I said, thank God, no. No, well, you know, I've been friends with Sagittarius females. I've never really known a Sagittarius male.
Well,
you know, but I've been. Oh God, very opinionated. I had a friend that I grew up with. You know, she's just very. She's, you know, a know-it-all. Thinks she knows everything. You know, she's very opinionated. You know, a little bit. Snooty, you know, stuck up. Yeah, that's a female Sagittarius. Oh, gosh. It's all the way.
Imagine someone like you. Know.
Well, shout out to Salute, man. Her name's Salute, man. We go out together. Sagittarius are close to Capricorn. they act like.
Yeah, similar.
Now, Capricorns, I'm familiar. I've never dated a Capricorn male, but I grew up with a Capricorn male. And, whew, good Lord. It's not for the weak, I'll tell you that. They're sneaky.
Yes, they are.
Right. Capricorn man? Oh, God. Oh, yeah, you got to have some strong bones to deal with them. Libra men, too. Libra men, yeah. Libra men, well, I don't know what it is, but it's like Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces men, they're all cut from the same cloth. They act alike.
Yeah, I will say
Capricorn. What, Pisces men? Well,
no,
I'm a Pisces female. I'm a Pisces. Yes. Oh, Pisces men. Oh, God, they're touched by the devil. Oh, God. Shout out to Pisces men. Huh?
Not the Pisces women, too. They're cold.
What you mean they're cold? Wait, hold up now. That's me now. What you mean? Explain yourself. What you mean they're cold? Cold house.
Cold is that?
Cold can be good, bad. It's cold. Like, okay. Oh, come on now.
Yeah, well, I know, cold falls under good or bad, so I need to know. That's why I need you to be specific. What you mean?
Cold, like, yeah. It's like, feel good. I mean, like some ice going down your back. Hell yeah.
Well, you know there's two different ones. I'm the good. Well, when you think of Pisces, there's two different fishes swimming in the opposite direction. One is the nice one. One is the hostile one. I'm the nice one. So remember that.
All right. Glad you made that demarcation right there. I'm the nice.
There's two Leos. There's the giving one, and then there's the one that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't get along. I don't get along with Leo men. Yeah, they're too complex. I can't deal.
Listen.
What?
There's two sides.
I had a Leo boyfriend.
There's the Leo side that gives you the core, you know, protect and all of that. And there's the Leo side that will chop your head off. But if you think about it, they're the same person.
No, there's only one kind of Leo. I've come across quite a few Leos. Just
one kind.
Yeah.
On both. I said you're both.
On
but
both.
I'm good. I'm a good kind of Leo. I just want to help you. That's all.
Oh my God.
That's all. But you're the nice fish.
All righty. Okay, on that note, let's wrap this up. No, thank you so much. This was like an awesome interview. Oh, God, we really went over time. I want to thank you. Elijah, any last-minute word to Mr. 4.9?
This is a dope interview, bro. I'm looking forward to chopping it up with you on my show. I'll be in touch with some details. And to anybody listening, come through, see me on the Unapologetic Podcast. I'm on Apple, I'm on Amazon, I'm on Audible, Samsung Free, all of that. And shout out to my two authors as well that are signed to me on Forming Unapologetic Books, Tiffany Monet and Misha. They're doing their thing right now, so, you know, we all working out here. Salute to everybody.
Also, wait, you changed the name? Oh,
changed the name
of
what?
The name. I'm sorry. From you changed your the publisher name from Elite. It's not. You changed.
Come on,
Elite,
I did that about 5-6 months ago. You are so late.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm not like, out of it. Some days I don't even remember my own name. I'm sorry. I'm just like.
See, Mona
like
is that sister
so
that
want
me.
You know.
Hey, Sharif, Mona is that sister that want me to do everything to help her, but then be forgetting all about me. I had to remind her what my birthday was earlier.
That's not true. No.
I had to remind her what my birthday was earlier, all that.
You know what? I really don't like this.
No. Wait. No, because it's like me and you've been cool, but we've been cool. Like, shit, you ain't know what my birthday is either. You ain't even wish me happy birthday. My birthday was in March.
That ain't true.
No, I did hit you up on your birthday.
Who are you talking about?
No, you didn't personally hit me up. You said happy birthday on Facebook along with everybody else. It's not, but I didn't get like a personalized, like you ain't
and
call
guess,
me on the phone.
And Mona, guess
you
what you gonna do on June 21st?
Birthday.
On June 21st, guess what you gonna do? You gonna do the same thing you just said I did.
That's not true. Because now that I know your birthday, that's why I said, like, yeah, what?
I'm just saying,
like, year after year, this is the first time. Well, yeah, you might get a gift. You know, if I remember. You never know. I'm just saying, like, yeah, we know each other for a long time, but we've never been on that type of, you know, and I don't know. I guess maybe because we never really met. I don't know, but I know, you know, we've never been. Unless, and I'm sure that every year on your birthday, I'll be the first one on Facebook because Facebook notifies you that it's the person's birthday that's on your friends list. So I know every year I'm sure I wish you happy birthday, but it's not something that, you know, because me and you, we never met. We never went out to celebrate your birthday. So I'm sorry. It's not that you mean any less to me, but it's just not lodged in my memory like that. It's getting to the point, and maybe because I'm getting older, I'm starting to forget a lot of family members, people who are, you know, like family members, that I used to celebrate a birthday with them, but because we haven't done so in such a good few years, now I don't remember their birthday. I had a cousin, when we was in our 20s, 30s, we used to celebrate every birthday together. But, you know, once she got married, you know, she just started living a different life, you know, because she got a husband now. I don't got no husband. You know what I'm saying? So she, me and her started spending less time together. So we haven't celebrated our birthdays together in like a good 9 years, actually. And
okay.
I honestly don't remember her birthday unless Facebook reminds me. And then I'll say it on Facebook page, but me and her got each other's phone number. And she doesn't get a personalized happy birthday, text birthday like she used to years ago.
Oh, no, I was just joking. Stop it.
What? No, I'm just saying. but I'm a big birthday person. I really do am into birthdays.
In other words, Brother Sharif, I'm looking forward to getting in contact, bro. I am.
Enjoy. Thank you very much.
Mona did it first, but we're going to have a all guys a retreat next time around so we can really talk how we feel like talk.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll look forward to listening to that interview. I'm sure it'll be quite interesting. Well,
definitely.
Thank you, Sharif. Thank you. This was awesome. So please shout out your social media platforms for the readers. So everybody, please make sure you check out Sharif 4.9's catalog, all available on Amazon.com, right, Sharif? Including the Type series, 1-7, matter of fact, 1-8, part 1 of 8 is now available. Part 2 is coming soon.
Yes, it is. More to come. Media, just
okay.
All right. Media, just to read 4.9, and then, yeah, just Google 4.9. Go on Facebook, 4.9, and just send me right there. SHARWEF.
Yes, most definitely.
Well, thank you, Mom. We're going to do it again.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Shout out to Elijah. Shout out to Drip the Mic Network, our CEOs, Isaac and his lovely wife, Deidre. Hope they're having a great time on their vacation. They should be back by this Saturday. So everybody, please make sure you tune in. Thank you, Sharif. Once again, I want to thank everybody who did call in tonight. Thank you, very much appreciated. That's the first time we had that much callers in, like, never. So thank you, Sharif, for making that happen. You have a very strong presence and a nice fan base, I see. So everybody who did call in to show some love, I really appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Please tune in to Literary Talk Shimona every Wednesday and Saturday. All righty, and we're out. Have a good night, Sharif, Elijah.
All right,
good
night.
All right, y'all take care.
All righty, good night.
She'll be so what?